No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. And today I'm here with Jay Green, somebody I've been really excited to meet for a while now. How you doing, man?
What's up with
it? Chilling, bro. We got our new setup here. We got the new microphones, these crazy like tarantula arms sticking out right now. It's kind of changing the vibe a little bit. I like it, though.
Oh, shit. It's new?
Yeah. We always had like little mics that were just like posted up right here, like right in front of you. Mm-hmm. But now we got the different shit.
Oh, just some new age shit.
Some new age shit.
For sure. So,
like, I'm going to tell you how I came to even know about you and the YNW movement and shit.
I already know.
You know, because like, I met Track in the studio randomly in Atlanta.
Oh, yeah, shout out to Track.
And he put me on it, and he told me, he's like, I got this kid, he's super hard, he's in jail, blah, blah, blah. And so I started, you know, I scoped it at the time. I scoped Murder on My Mind, and I was like, yo, this is hard as fuck. And, like, that was how I got introduced to it. And then when Melly came out here, we actually had, like, a couple nights in the studio and shit, did that interview and everything. But I never really realized, like, exactly what the circumstances were that created all the YNW camp at the time. So I'm interested in how that all came together, as well as what you got going on and everything. So,
oh yeah, for sure. But we grew up together, like,
yeah. You guys all, like, since what age were you guys all together and shit?
Well, some of us that knew each other longer, but like, as far as like all of us, like around high school.
Okay.
Like
high school,
middle school type shit.
And what high school, just for the real hardcore fans out there?
Oh man, Vero Beach High School. Fuck y'all.
Okay. Fuck y'all. Yeah. Like, people are gonna have shit to say.
Oh man, fuck Vero Beach High School, for real.
You weren't fucking with it?
Oh my god, they hated us.
Really?
They never wanted us to be no rappers. Like, they knew we had like an influence though, like on the other kids though. Like,
because you guys were already kind of popping even when you were in high school.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they
teachers don't
hated.
Like that.
They hated us. I swear to God.
Were you the only ones who had any kind of movement going at that time?
Like around there. Like around that time. Hey man, I need a lighter. Who got a lighter?
Yeah, lighter. Who got a lighter? Big Bear Woods in the building. Shout out to our sponsor, Bear Woods, for keeping all our guests stoned. Okay, so how did y'all start? You don't remember exactly how you became friends? And was it a natural connection? Who did you meet first out of the whole YNW camp?
Juven, rest in peace.
Right. And was it obvious right away that you guys were all going to like start rapping together? Or how did that all come together?
No, that's my cousin.
Oh, so that was your cousin. So he was the one you had the longest connection with.
Yeah, in Portland. That's my cousin, too.
Oh, okay.
So I knew them. Like, I've been with them, like, my whole life.
Your whole life. Okay. So how'd you meet Sack and Melly? How'd that go down?
I bet Melly, when I moved my mama, and I was going to school, like, around middle school.
Okay.
Like, around, like, sixth grade.
Sixth grade. So you guys are, like, 12 or so, and and you first met him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What was your impression of him?
This nigga crazy. Yeah, this little nigga, he just like me. He little as fuck. He crazy.
Crazy how? Like, always like fighting and getting into shit?
Yeah, yeah. We used to go to like this little skate factory and shit. So like, Melly, he just always doing crazy shit. And I just fuck with him.
You guys were both skating together?
Hell no, we ain't skating.
Oh, what were you doing? Just hanging out at the skate factory?
Yeah, that's what we used to do with these kids.
Just bad kids just hanging out?
Yeah, just hump on each other and shit.
Right. You never wanted to do a kickflip?
Fuck no, I don't know how to skate. I'm talking about like a roller rink, like, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like skates, you know what I'm saying?
That's where it goes down at. Mm-hmm. That shit's lit. I actually love roller skating. I'm gonna come out the closet real quick. I love roller skating.
Yeah, bitch was giving head.
Really?
Where,
in the bathroom or what?
On the side of the games.
Holy
the bathroom,
shit.
Bathroom, everything. They
that's some
crazy.
Foul shit. They're really like not doing a good job watching over the roller rink if there's
shout
just kids
them.
Getting head between the arcade games.
It's going crazy.
That's insane. So how'd the rap part of it start to come together? When did you guys realize you were gonna all start rapping together?
When we it was really like everybody just we were just doing some shit, like,
just fucking around,
just doing some shit to stay out of trouble, because that's all that is to do, is get in trouble right now.
Mm-hmm.
So shit, we were just doing some shit, we were just making music and shit.
When did
everybody was making their own music though.
Mm-hmm.
So then like we just started rapping together.
Was there when did the YNW name come about?
I don't even know. We had a song, YNW Freestyle. Me, Juvie, Sack, Melly. That's it. Me, Juvie, Zach, and Melly.
Was the vision that this was gonna be like a real rap group, like in the early days?
Yeah, fuck it. If it caught, we were just gonna stick with that motherfucker.
Right. Were you guys real serious about it? Were you taking it serious enough that you like really thought that this was gonna be something serious?
I mean, we had a fan, like, people fuck with it, so like they used to like tell us to come to like little parties and shit, so we used to just pop out and shit.
Right. So you guys were just had like a local level of fame and everything?
Yeah. But like you do like Instagram and shit, like social media shit. They used to be Facebook famous and shit like that.
Right.
I don't know if that counts, but
right. And so you fell out with everybody before Melly really started to get popping, or is that accurate or not?
Kinda. Isn't that? Yeah, something like that.
So you were the first one to fall out of the group though?
Yeah.
What led to that? What happened?
Just dumb shit, just
girls?
Nah, hell nah. Well, no girls. It was just dumb shit. Like you know.
Shit that like don't even matter at all anymore. It was so minuscule.
Yeah, don't even matter.
Okay. But so did you actually stop being friends with everybody, or was it more just like the
I just kept my distance. You know what I'm saying?
What was it though? What was it? Was it something to do with just thinking? Did you think Melly was crazy? Was that part of the element of why the friendship didn't work out?
Yeah, nah.
It wasn't like that.
Yeah, nah.
Okay. Or was anybody crazy in this whole environment? Like, was your perception of anybody in that like, I don't want to be associated with these people because they're just too volatile? They're all over the place.
Yeah, nah.
Did you get frustrated with music when that breakup sort of took place? Were you like, I'm not even making music anymore?
Or? I wasn't making music when I was with her, for real.
You weren't?
I was just doing that shit sometimes.
Just fucking around? You weren't taking it super serious?
Yeah, but I was like, people liked it. Like I had people that fuck with it.
Right. And so then Melly gets locked up and were you still like going hard with the music thing and everything when he was locked up? Because it was weird. He started to kind of get a buzz while he was locked up, and then you guys are all sort of just on the outside.
Yeah, no, me and Trek and his mom, we was like, for him to get that buzz and shit, we was like, you know what I'm saying, helping and doing shit, you feel me?
Right. So you're still trying to help while he was locked up?
When you saying when he first started getting his buzz?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so then he gets out. Mm-hmm. Had you guys already broken up before, like while he was locked up that first time?
What you mean? Like, when he first got locked up, we'd be like...
When he got out and first started to like come to LA and shit like that, were you guys still together then?
It was cool. I was just doing my own thing. I was in Florida. I was at home.
Right. But so, I searched my notes for my questions here. Damn, I probably should have fucking figured out how to search for this shit before. Wow, I really fucked up. Maybe I should edit this up. Where the fuck is my question list?
Oh, shit.
I can't even figure out how to fucking search it, though.
This man crazy. Hey, man. I ain't even gonna lie.
This man crazy.
Hey.
What?
I ain't even gonna lie. That song you did with Melly Hart is fire.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you know about that.
Running Rounds on the Draco.
No, that is the best song. They don't know that one.
They don't know that shit.
It's not out.
I got all that shit. I had all that. Oh, they don't. No, it is out.
I don't think so, is it?
Bro, it just came out.
It just came out?
Yeah.
I told them to take me off the intro.
I had that shit for so long. That nigga, the first night y'all did that shit, he sent that shit to my phone.
Wow, okay. That's crazy. Because yeah.
100 Rounds on the Draco.
Yeah, that song is super hard. And I fucking. See, I was on the intro, but we were drunk and I had auto tune on my voice. I don't like the way I sounded. I told them to take me off of the intro.
Man, that shit fucking, man.
That was fire. That was a wild fucking little trip to LA. So, okay, then you guys ended up sort of breaking up after that.
Yeah.
Okay. And so did you stay cool with Juvie and Sack?
No, I just kept my distance from everybody.
Okay.
I just worry about me.
So what about when the case came down and all of us, or what was your perspective on when they passed?
I didn't know. I didn't know what was going on. I don't know what's going on.
Right. Not that you wouldn't know anything, but like that must have been weird that these are your friends that you hadn't like spent time with in a while and all of a sudden they're gone.
Yeah, but nobody knew. I mean, nobody knows what's going on, you know what I'm saying? So when you tap in back home, nobody knows, so I can't, you know what I'm saying?
You're just like observing.
Like, what the fuck? Why the fuck that happened?
That's crazy. So then what was your perspective when Melly actually got charged? Were you just shocked?
I don't know, bro. That shit crazy. I just pray for him, whatever situation he in.
Yeah, understandable. But when you saw Melly popping off, did you start to like focus more on your music and like want to use that opportunity to go hard?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Because I was already damn near there.
Mm.
So I was like, fuck it.
Definitely. Yeah, you, like, what was that one fucking video of you guys all together? Like, oh, what was it called? The one video? Youngins or some shit?
Yeah.
That one's so fucking good.
We shot that shit in the hood.
That one is so epic. I didn't even know about that song at all until like a couple months ago.
Mm-hmm.
But that one
that's
right there.
That's the first
there,
song. That's what I'm saying. That's the first song. That's when we came up with the YNW shit.
Really? That was how it all kind of came together?
No, that's not it. But we made that song the same day.
Right.
We made two songs.
I didn't even know about that one. But that song right there is like such a good group energy and shit. But to be totally honest with you, it's like you're definitely like the other super dope one out of the group. Like obviously Melly got on first and everything. But it's like you could tell when you're watching that. It's like, oh yeah, this Jay Gearing kid, he's special.
Yeah.
But when did you start to feel like people started treating you like that? Because I feel like we hadn't really heard that much about you and shit. Like you hadn't really been putting yourself out there until after Melly went away.
Cause I didn't want to rap at first. I ain't
really?
Gonna lie.
Why not?
Cause I just didn't like it at first. I don't know why.
You kind of shy?
Nah, it ain't that. It's just I don't know. I feel like it just bring a lot of attention at some time. Mm. Some unwanted attention. You feel me?
Definitely.
So I didn't want to do that. Like not at the time, cause I was dealing with shit. You know what I'm saying? I had just lost my mom and shit.
Really?
So I didn't want to deal with all that. So I just really just you know what I'm saying? I was just rocking with little bro.
Uh-huh.
And watching him helping him doing whatever he's doing.
Right. Damn. So you were just like observing it. You didn't actually want the fame, but then did at a certain point your mentality on that changed and you decided that you wanted to actually get in there?
Yeah, because I had people believing me.
Who was believing in you?
Just like people, like certain people just tell me like, bro, you need to rap. I used to tell everybody like, nah, bro, I ain't trying to rap. Mm-hmm. Like, I ain't trying to do that shit. They like, nah, bro, you need to rap, bro. Like, you need to do this shit. Like, they like, you just as good as Melly, bro. You need to do this shit. I'm like, nah, bro, I let Melly do that. I ain't want to do it at first.
Well, so, but they just believed in you enough that eventually your mentality on your own skills changed?
Yeah, I just started taking it serious. Like, that's just me as a person, period. Like, anything I'm going to do, I'm going to take it serious.
Right. Are you signed?
Yeah.
You are?
Yeah.
Who'd you sign to?
Republic.
Republic, okay. Yeah. That's what's up. When did you sign to them?
I want to say in October.
October. Okay. What are you guys working on? Is there like a project in mind or like what? Because you know you got a bunch of dope videos online and stuff, but it's like, yeah. Are you planning on like really putting a tape out, or are you planning on just keeping doing the video thing? What's the attitude?
Yeah, for sure. I just dropped the tape, but like as far as me putting like an album out, like me doing an album, I'm just working right now, like building. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Is it weird to see like the level of interest in you and YNW and everything in general just go up so much? Like obviously it was going up a lot just from Melly's career normally, but then him going away, that made it just way crazier, right?
Yeah, that shit's crazy.
It's weird all these little kids are like more into you or more interested because something crazy may not have happened.
That's crazy. It's just how it is though.
Right. But you just got to like lean into it and try to, you know, do your thing and the music thing without getting like, because that you don't want that to be like what people think of you.
Yeah, no, hell no.
Is that's like the main contribution.
So that's why I try to, you know what I'm saying? My fans that gravitate towards my music, they understand.
Mm. It must be weird too, though, because there's all kinds of people like myself who like try to ask you all these questions and shit. And then you're somebody who's just clearly like, you know, you're not comfortable talking about the details that everybody wants to know. Everybody wants to know what you know. And you're just over here like, no, no, no. I'm not doing that to myself.
No, man, I'm G, gangster. For real, yeah. For real. I don't know nothing about that.
No, you're smart.
Gangster, man.
Yeah, yeah. What's like the most annoying ass questions that you're constantly getting from the fans and shit though? I'm sure you get just harassed.
Oh man, they go crazy in the DMs, all that shit.
Yeah.
Have to block they ass.
You block them when they're too annoying?
Sometimes when they send that shit like 100 times, oh yeah, I gotta block they ass.
Well, that's the fucked up thing is that if you open the DM once, then they can harass you forever.
Nah, see.
Unless you block them.
That shit in the message request.
Hmm.
There's a box called message request. I'm right. Like, what the fuck is that?
I mean, you can do whatever the fuck you want in the message request. You can look through that and it's like whatever. That doesn't bother me. But as soon as you're in the inbox bothering me, then it's like.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, see, I deny all that shit.
Right. What do you do on Instagram? You just talk to girls?
Nah. I'm scared of that shit. I'm
scared of it.
I'm scared to be screenshotted. I don't like no bitch screenshotting me.
Yeah. That's a good point. You got to do the voice memos.
Some of them, the right ones.
Have you had that happen to you? Where you just been talking nasty to a girl and all of a sudden she screenshots you and puts it on the story?
Oh, hell no. Hell no. I'm blocking her ass.
You what?
Blocking that bitch.
What kind of girls do you fuck with?
I don't even know. Bad bitches.
But are you still on some like hood rat shit, or have you leveled up and now you're talking to models and shit?
Both.
Bridge the gap.
Nah, I'm just playing.
But you're still out in Florida, or you spend a lot of time out here now?
Nah, I live in Atlanta. I've been in Atlanta, but I be in LA too.
Right.
Be out here recording and shit.
You just record all the time? Are you super obsessed with music and shit?
Yeah. Pretty much. Nah.
You're in the zone. Yeah. You were not so focused before, but now you feel like you're there?
Hell yeah. For sure.
Was that Kodak lyric about you?
Nah.
It wasn't?
Uh-uh.
Oh, man, that sucks.
Nah, not me.
I always hear it and would always just think that. But I'm sure that there's quite a few other J-Beans.
Nah, not me.
Okay.
Hey, but guess what? My cousin, she be on tour with Kodak.
She is?
Yeah.
She?
Yeah, she. She's
doing what?
And she just be with them. She's a part of Sniper Gang.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Shout out to Keita.
She's a shooter?
By whatever. Yeah, for sure. She gangster.
Dude, shit is fucked up though. If I don't get into Kodak music for
Free
like
Kodak.
That's what I'm saying. Like he's one person that if he goes to jail for a couple years, I'm pissed.
Damn, me
I
too.
Listen to that shit a
me
lot.
Too. I swear to God. I vibe that shit.
All the time.
I swear to God.
Yeah.
We ride around Atlanta getting high.
Right.
I swear to God, like that shit legal.
Bro, you wanna see something fucked up? Look at the date on this. Look at the date on this. Because I'm not gonna lie, when Melly's album came out, I didn't listen to it for a little bit, right? I didn't listen to it for like whatever, a week or whatever. The February 12th.
I ain't even gonna lie. Me
I
either.
Believe he got locked up on Valentine's Day or the 13th or something.
Damn, I think he did.
February 12th, I said to him, man, I'm late, but I'm off an edible and your album is stupid, man. And he responded, thanks, bro. He must have sent that DM like hours before he got arrested.
I don't know.
Less than 24 hours before Probably. He got caught up. Probably. The fuck? And I hadn't talked to him for like a minute before that. That's weird. That freaks me out.
Freak you out?
Yeah, but I mean, Melly, honestly, is like kind of like Kodak, where I felt like he was like, you know, I was listening to his shit all the time. It didn't even matter that I knew him or that I was friends with him.
I swear to God, I'd be listening to his shit. Yeah. I knew him. I know him.
Yeah. But you know him, and you were still like a straight fan of the music, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. I like music.
Yeah.
I like all type of music. Damn, I need a water.
You need water. Do we have waters? Yeah. I don't know, though. Like, the more you listen to Melly, the more it's like, man, this dude is really, like, obsessed with sex. Almost to, like, a weird level.
Yeah.
That's a fact, huh?
Yeah, for sure.
For sure. And I'm not... All right, I'm going to tell you something, too, is that that first night that I was in the studio with him, he... You know, it's at the studio, and there's like secretaries, right? It's a studio at a record label, and there's these two secretary chicks, and they're just sitting there working, these two girls, and Melly has a girl come and meet him off Instagram or some shit, and then he takes her to the bathroom, right? And the bathroom is right next to these two secretary chicks.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I'm sure that they probably heard what was going on and shit. And just for me as an adult that is kind of like concerned about the idea of like getting sued or something, I was just like, oh my God. I hope those. Hey. I think those girls probably would just keep their mouths shut, but still.
Hey. A lot of bitches done got took to the bathroom.
Right.
Okay.
But it was just like, you know, that was probably Melly's first time in an LA studio at a real record label, and he might not realize that maybe people would feel a certain way about that. But I mean, nothing came of it, so.
Nope. We didn't care.
Were you there when the Melly and YoungBoy fight went down?
Nope.
You weren't?
Mm-mm.
You heard about it?
Mm-hmm.
That one never really made its way online too well.
Nah.
I feel like the people out there don't even really. I heard about it from just label people. And then I seen one dude just talking about it on a story. And I was just like, holy shit, this dude just broke it open. So the fans would know that it occurred, but.
Yeah, they're crazy.
You weren't around for any like good beefs or anything on that shit? You kind of stayed away from all that shit?
Yeah. And with none of that. Play with people like that.
Do you, how about South by Southwest?
South by Southwest, what about
it? You were out there.
Yeah.
What was it like in terms of like the reception from the people and shit?
Oh, for sure.
They were fucking you, huh?
Yeah, yeah. For sure. Because not a lot of people be seeing me because I don't really go a lot of places.
Right, yeah. So you're kind of like a person that we didn't know that we were going to be seeing in real life for a period of time. Like, we thought that you were just a guy that we saw in the videos and shit. And then you actually are at South by Southwest. And I'm like, oh, yeah. Shit, he got a Say Cheese interview. That's crazy. He's like, he's actually out here.
Yeah, for sure. I'm out here.
Mm. What are your, do you think that you're going to take over the rap game this year? Do you feel like it's your time?
Yeah, for sure.
Definitely.
Definitely.
I mean, you got a lot of time, man. I'm not going to lie. A lot of those videos on YouTube are hard as fuck.
I know. Go watch them.
I did. I was watching them right before you came here. I'm fucking into
I'm
it,
telling everybody who's watching.
Go yeah, watch everybody. Go run it up. Run some Spotify plays up, Apple Music, all that.
Bro, mixtape at
It must feel weird to be you, though, because it's like everybody in the whole YNW situation is now pretty much gone in jail or gone permanently.
Yeah.
And you're just the one person that just has this, like, responsibility to sort of be able to represent all that.
It's crazy. A lot of weight, right?
Do you feel like you have weight on your shoulders?
Definitely.
You got to do it, man. You got to be that next, especially if Kodak goes away. Then we're going to really need some Florida Kings.
For sure. There's going to be too many of us left.
Right. Whose music you listen to?
I ain't even gonna lie. Right now, I'm listening to Kalen for real, for real.
Oh, wow. Kalen for real, for real. That's somebody that is on your team or somebody you work with?
That's gang. That's my brother.
Okay.
So, this shit hard, too hard. That's the only thing I'm listening to right now.
Oh, that's quite a cosign. There we go. So what are you planning on for the rest of the year? You got any big looks coming? Any tours? Anything in particular?
Not yet. Maybe a tour. Maybe.
Maybe a tour.
Solo nice tour.
Okay.
You heard it.
You got any collabs on the way?
For sure. I got some with G Perico, Ben Honey.
Oh shit, G Perico. Yeah. You're on your LA wave.
Yeah, for sure. I fuck with LA music. I'm not even gonna lie.
Really? I feel like a lot of Florida people wouldn't agree with that.
Why?
Because they got a different sound out there. A lot of the LA sound is kind of like regional in a weird way.
When you come out here, Florida and LA, it's like the same. Like you kind of get the same kind of vibe.
Nah, Florida too flat. There's nothing there, bro. It's barren. It's a swamp. No, it feels like a swamp. Like, it's too humid.
Nah, yeah, you talking about weather-wise.
I'm talking about everything. The vibe in Florida, just feels so flat and desolate.
See,
I don't know.
I come out here, I be like, damn, it's kind of like Florida.
Nah, there's too much.
It's just bigger.
There's too much shit going on. There's too many taco trucks. This ain't Florida.
Y'all got hills and shit, though.
We got hills. We got mountains. Go up to the valley, bro. We could take you on a tour up there that you'll just be like, holy shit, there's a real lot going on out here.
Hey. Somebody told me y'all got aliens out this bitch.
Adlibs?
Aliens.
Aliens.
Yeah.
For a second, I also thought you said something about Alex.
Who the fuck is that?
Trippy's ex-girlfriend.
I don't know who the fuck.
You don't know who that is? Good. Stay out the game. Yeah. That's a weird mistake people make. They get in the game and they start trying to fuck rappers' ex-girlfriends. I'm like, no, you don't want to do that.
I might.
Anybody in mind? Anybody you want to call out? Any bitches out there that you want to know that they're on your list? You don't ever do the girlfriend thing? You're just fully out here just swimming in the DMs and shit? But not DMing back?
Mm-mm. I'm doing nothing.
You ain't doing all that.
Mm-mm.
You feel like the cops are on your ass? When you're at home or in general?
Oh, fuck the police.
But are they on your ass because they think, like, damn, this dude, he must be up to something. All these other guys got caught up that he was with. He must be on to some bullshit. We got to get his ass.
Fuck the police. I don't know nothing about what they're talking about.
I guess it's better that way. So, what were you saying?
I avoid the police.
Yeah, definitely. Whenever possible.
For sure.
I feel so lucky that they don't seem interested in whatever I got going on.
Oh, y'all good. We illegal here.
Right.
All you want to do is get high.
All the other drugs aren't, though.
Yeah.
But I don't do those.
Don't look like it.
It don't look like it?
Nah.
I don't look like a juice head. People think I'm zanned out all the time or on coke.
You look like you smoke weed.
Yeah, yeah.
Some good, but good
people always be commenting me and like, oh, Adam's off the Zans in this video. Adam's off the coke shit. In this video. I'm like, what are you talking about?
They be trying your ass.
Yeah. I'm like, that's not... Like, I wouldn't do drugs and go on camera because I know I'm going to look crazy as hell.
Mm-mm-mm.
But I will say, one time I did a podcast and I was on mushrooms and nobody said shit.
Mushrooms?
Yeah.
Nah, I ain't with that shit.
That's a white person drug.
For sure. Caucasian drug.
You don't do acid or anything?
Hell no.
PCP?
Hell no.
Just kush.
Only. Whatever. What is it?
You don't drink? Bearwoods.
What you mean?
You don't drink alcohol, really?
Nah. See, when I was younger, I drank a lot of Hennessy. I ain't gonna lie. I started smoking weed when I was 8 years old.
Eight?
Yeah.
So it don't affect you all that much now?
Kind of.
No, you still get high.
Yeah.
How old are you exactly?
20.
20.
Yeah.
I mean, you look like you could be even younger. You get that a lot?
For sure. I just told the people at the airport I was 17.
They fell for it?
Yeah, I lost my ID, man. Fuck it.
They let you on the plane with no ID?
Yeah.
How?
I told them I was 17.
17 and they fell for it?
For sure.
Dude, I got on the plane with no ID because all the fucking employees fucked
with
me.
Listen, I tried that shit one time. I was in LA. I was flying back to Atlanta. I said, damn, man, I ain't got no ID. Try to tell the bitch. I ain't got no ID, man. Listen, work something out with me. I'll show you. You know what I'm saying? She was like, okay, we going to do this. Woo, woo, woo. She called some bitch ass nigga. And they took 100 so fucking long. I got so fucking aggravated, I want to stop the shit out of them.
You missed the plane?
Nah, I made it.
Well, it didn't take that long then, huh?
Nah, but see, I came 2 hours early.
Because
I knew they was going to do all this bullshit.
Right.
So it took a long time.
Right.
Like, I barely made the plane.
That was one. It feels good to be popular with the TSA agents.
Oh, man.
A lot of times the airports are kind of in the hood, and then, like, you know, they're just regular ass people working there, and they're the people who are watching YouTube, watching rappers get interviewed on YouTube.
Yeah, I think that girl knew who I was, and because she kind of looked at me, and then, like, the last time I told somebody I was 17, that just let me through. When I looked at her and I told her I was 17, she was like, "What's your name?" I was like, "Bitch."
She might have been trying to get dick down, realistically.
Fuck all that. I'm trying to get on this plane, bitch.
You wouldn't slang dick to get on the plane, though, if you needed to?
Yeah, if the bag was on the line. You got to do what you got to do for the bag, man. As long as you ain't going out.
That's like the question of every dude out there is like, how much would it cost for you to hit? Like, if a girl you didn't want to hit was trying to hit, and you'd be like, oh, man. Like would I fuck like an old lady for like 20 racks? I don't know, maybe.
Damn, 20?
You know,
how old, though?
Like a 65-year-old lady. Like someone you're definitely not attracted to at all. 20 racks on the table. 20? You got to just fuck her for 10 minutes, bust a nut, and you're done.
20, though.
20K.
I say 50.
50? 50 is a no-brainer, dude. I'm trying to be realistic. 20K? And I can wear a condom, and she got an STD test. She don't got herpes. I'm in there. Like swimwear.
You could be, oh, yeah. You have shit when you old.
Definitely.
Oh, shit.
But herpes don't go away just because you got old.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, man. But that shit's crazy because realistically, like, there's girls who get into the porn industry and they got herpes, like, first scene they shoot, bro.
Damn.
And then there's some girls that do it for 10 years and they never get it. They got natural, like, resistance.
Damn, for real?
Yeah.
Hey, in L.A., they have porn houses.
Yeah.
Somebody told me that.
Houses where they film at.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
You been in one?
I've never actually been on set. I've gone to girls' houses where there's like 4 or 5 porn girls all living together. God, bro, that shit is a nightmare. It's a disaster waiting to happen.
Porn stars live together?
Sometimes, but they never get along. They're all crazy. Not crazy, but like they end up butting heads and it's just war.
Because some probably get more flicks than others.
Oh, yeah. Dude, those girls are so catty and so jealous of each other of, like, who's more popular, who's getting booked more. Because they can just tell who's, like, it's super easy to tell who's getting booked more and everything. It's just, it's like rappers. That's why, like, you would never see, like, 5 lit rappers just living together.
So, I mean, like, some of they push the trash.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely probably some trash pussy going around there.
Oh, shit.
You want any of the porn stars watching this to reach out to you?
Fuck no.
No? That's not your type?
Hell nah. I don't want no bitch who got shit.
No, I'm not. She don't necessarily got shit. She might have something, but we don't know.
ill.
Ill.
Fuck no, we not doing that.
But okay, real talk though. Porn girls, if you're concerned with not getting STDs, the best chicks you could date because they get tested like for their job all the time, every week and a half, 2 weeks.
No, see, I don't want all that.
You don't want it if you know that Brian Pumper was just in there.
I don't want you to keep going and get tested. Hell no.
Yeah, you do. Then you know she's safe.
No, but see, then I don't even want to have to be worried about that. If you just with me, then we together.
You need a down girl, just like a chill girl. From around the way. She gonna hold you down.
From the block.
From the block. There you go. You got any of those left though? I feel like once you start blowing up and you start seeing all these models and shit, you probably like don't really want to go back to the girls you grew up going to school with.
No.
You a real one, man.
So.
Girls I went to high school with? No.
No, not the girls I went to high school with. Hell no.
Oh no?
Nah. But I'm saying like girls from around the way. Even if they grow up to be something, they from around the way, though.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So they understand. They just grew up to be something.
That must be such a weird feeling to be in high school, and then you get out, and then all of a sudden, like, a chick you were in high school with is an Instagram model. She got a fake ass. She got all kinds of Facetune.
Hey, I ain't even
not from your neighborhood?
Nobody I went to high school with is shit. They fucking work at McDonald's.
Right.
I ain't even gonna lie. I ain't mean to talk about them, but I'm just saying.
No, I thought about that too a lot of times. And I've had everybody I went to high school with has had a lot longer to do something with their lives. But when I think about it, I can't think of anybody who's done anything notable.
Me either.
There's one dude who, like, I heard that he owned a bar, but I don't even know if that's true.
I don't know. They probably do some shit, but not some shit I heard about.
Right. That's got to be weird for you. You feel like you're at risk when you're at home? Because rappers are supposed to get killed in their own city.
Yeah. But do I feel like I'm at risk?
Yeah, do you feel
hell
like...
Nah.
But do you don't think the haters might come for you?
Hell nah.
No?
What?
You good?
Not in my hood.
Well, I mean, you stay in Atlanta, right?
Yeah, I stay in Atlanta, but you talking about when I go to the hood, when I go to my hood.
You don't worry about the jealousy is going to get to people and they're going to pull up on you?
Nope.
Stay safe.
Hey, they run up over here. Hey.
I'm here for it. I'm here for the shenanigans.
You're just vibing.
Facts. All right, so... New shit on the way.
For sure.
Possibly a tour on the way.
For sure. Hey. Did you listen to my new mixtape?
I did not. I just watched the video so far. I got to get on that, though.
Yeah, you need to.
I do. I feel bad. I didn't even know it existed or I would have.
Damn.
I know.
But it's all right.
Well, to be fair, I got ready for this interview like a month ago or something.
Yeah.
I think it's come out since then.
Hell yeah, because I was about to come last time, but it was a lot of people.
Yeah.
And I ain't even going to lie. I wasn't with nobody.
No, yeah, there was hella people in front, and you were alone, I heard, and you just were not really feeling it, which I understand.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand. There's a lot of weird people around here sometimes. But sometimes people, like, say that when they do an interview, they're like, can I just have nobody there?
It ain't like that, but...
Respect that.
It was just too many people, and I was by myself. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
And I'm not home.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I understand.
All right.
You gotta stay safe out here. Priority number one.
Sure.
A lot of our Florida heroes are not doing so great at this moment, so we gotta make sure we protect Jay Green at all costs.
For sure.
Facts.
Damn, free Kodak.
Free Kodak.
I know, man. That shit fucked up, dog.
For real.
I ain't even gonna lie.
Can I just ask, is Jay Green a variation of your government name? Are you like Jason Green?
Hell no.
No?
My name, Jalen.
Jalen.
Yeah, like Jalen Rose.
I know a bunch of girls named Jalen, I'm gonna be honest with you.
Yeah, there's some bitches named Jalen.
But when did you decide on Jay Green for the name?
I couldn't decide on this.
Right.
For sure.
It's weird, though, that there's a bunch of Jay Greens, because I'm going to be honest with you, I interviewed this other rapper a while back named Jay Green who used to rap with Lil Peep.
Never heard of him.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. He's more of a different scene than you're in or whatever. But and then Kodak shouting out to Jay Green. It's like, it's weird.
Yeah, Where did that come from? Them is people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Damage people.
If there's anyone else named Jay Green out there, we'd love to hear from you. But please don't start rapping.
Nah, hell no.
No, we got enough.
Nah, it's only one.
There's only one. We're good.
Yeah. I'm the best.
I'm the best. I respect that.
For sure.
All right, man. I appreciate you coming on the show. And definitely we need to connect. I want to see the new music and the new videos on the way, bro. Let's
get it. You
gonna
let me drop a video on your page?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, for sure.
You're doing stupid numbers.
You said it on here, so you can't count.
Why would I not want that?
Listen, you can't cap. No cap. I know where you at. So
no cap.
I'm pulling up on your ass.
Hey, but you're on vacation. I live here.
Shit, you don't know when I be out here.
All right, Jay Green.
Yeah, for sure.
Pulling up.
Gang.
YNW forever.
For sure.
Gang, No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes. And if you want to become a member, go to youtube.com/nojumper or click the link in the description. $5 a month. You get all kinds of crazy emojis for the chat and the comment box and everything like that. So if you want to look into that, there's the join button on the YouTube homepage.
For sure.
For sure.
I'll do it.
Appreciate you, Jay.